irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello and good afternoon. Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I'm Russell L. Edmond. That's me, just in case you didn't know my full government name. Hope all is well. Thank you so much for joining. I do appreciate it. I can't do the show without people that actually listen. So I do always want to take some time and thank everyone for that. It's been a great, well, it's only Tuesday, but you know, week's going, you know, so far so good, right? Kind of was looking at the weather, you know, coming in from LA. It's like 64 degrees in LA, right? And it's like 68 degrees here in Sherman Oaks. So we're live in Sherman Oaks, but it's, you know, it's overcast. So we have that June gloom thing going on here. So for people that don't know, the gloom is, it's not smog. You know, people are like, well, isn't it smoggy in LA? Yeah, it is sometimes, but no, it's cloud cover. So it's like a thin layer of clouds, not enough to rain, but enough to block out the sun and to keep the weather cool and to make it kind of gloomy. So that's why they call it June gloom. But you know what? I'll take it any way I can because I grew up in the desert and people know that. I wouldn't trade this fan for anything. So you can keep your sun if you want. The sun can come out whenever it wants to. That's fine. But 68 degrees, it's okay with me. So hope all is well. And you know what I forgot last week? I forgot to say before it happened, you know, happy Father's Day to all the fathers and things like that. So happy belated Father's Day to everyone that maybe didn't get a greeting, you know, on Sunday. So I actually went, you know, I'm a vegan, right? So, vegetarian with vegan ways. Well, for the most part, I'm a vegan. Okay, I'm a vegan. Went to the Ethiopian place. So, you know, a lot of the Ethiopian food is vegan anyway. And, of course, there was no exception on Sunday. So I was able to partake in a vegetarian feast or a vegan feast. You know, everyone else, they had options of chicken and lamb and things like that. But it's a great Ethiopian restaurant in Little Ethiopia. So it's actually called Little Ethiopia restaurant. It's new. So there's quite a few of them over there, but this is a new one. So we checked that one out, but it was good. It was good. I enjoyed it. So once again, happy belated Father's Day. What's in the news? Well, you know, I didn't even say this, but Russell of Hotels, On Air with Russell of Hotels, we're Hospitality Unplugged. What does unplugged mean? It means you can say what you want to say. I'm going to say what I want to say about hospitality as it relates to hotels and, you know, restaurants and, you know, and the like, tours and boards, things like that. But just because you can say it, just remember this, just because you can say it, that doesn't mean you should say it, right? So I'm not saying anything crazy. I may bring up some things that people didn't think about or maybe a different ways of thinking about certain things. And today's not going to be any exception because I'm going to talk about, you know, some Smurf business and you know, things that we always fall into pitfalls. And it may be not be what you think it's going to be either. So you may want to listen. So that's going to be the last thing I talk about. So make sure you tune in. You keep tuned in. So, but that's what Hospitality Unplugged is about. So that's the hashtag Hospitality Unplugged. Industry news. Who would have known that Hilton just took over Marriott, right? As far as the most valued hotel company out there. Hilton is worth now $14.7 billion. Marriott second, valued at about $12.9 billion. And a distant third. And who would have thought that the distant third was Wyndham Hotels? Who knew that? I didn't. But anyway, they're at $7.3 billion. That's what they're worth. So those are the top three hotels as far as what they're valued at this point. Hilton number one. Marriott was number one forever, I guess. And then Hilton kind of slid in there. But because of the, you know, new things Marriott's going to be doing, you know, they're getting into the homestay business and things like that. So they're going to go head to head with, you know, VRBO and what's the other one? Home Instead. And what's the other one everyone thinks about? Airbnb. There you go. So they're going to go head to head with them. So they're probably, you know, it's going to be a short-lived thing for Hilton, because once Marriott gets his foothold in that, I think they're probably going to do some shifting. So, but that's how it is now, right? But, you know, as we stand right now, Hilton's number one, Marriott's number two, Wyndham is number three. And you heard this here on Air with Russell of Hotels, which is a live radio show, just in case you didn't know. Michael Dominguez. Who knows Michael Dominguez? Okay. Chief sales officer for MGM Resort. Now, I've known this guy for, it's been a long time, 20 years or so. I remember when he was in the desert. He was with the CVB in Palm Springs back in the day. And I think he was at, I can't think of the hotel he was at in there as well. But, you know, he's had a great career, he's moved up. So he was, his last position was chief sales officer for MGM Resorts. But now he's going to be the CEO. He just accepted a position, CEO of Al Hai. Now, I know Al Hai as, you know, Associated Luxury Hotels International. So what is that? Al Hai represents 250 member luxury hotels. It was formed as a means for the indie hotels, which I always say independent hotels, so I call them indie hotels, to compete with major brands and large hotel chains within meeting and incentive space. So basically, it's an extended sales force for those independent hotels that want to be members of Al Hai. Not all hotels can be members of Al Hai, because they have to be luxury, and they can't belong to a brand. They have to be independent hotels. But if they are, like, maybe there's several, like, I think Lux Hotels, L-U-X-E, is part of that as well. But Lux has multiple hotels that are named Lux. So, but it's a small company. I think they may have three or four hotels that are called Lux, but they are part of that Al Hai brand. So Michael Dominguez, congratulations to you, sir. I know you're going to do great things there, because you did great things at MGM. And I guess that didn't come as a complete surprise that he was leaving MGM, because MGM has been doing some restructuring as of late. So, and they've been laying people off left and right. A lot of salespeople have been being let go and things like that over the last, I don't know, several weeks, month. So it's not a complete surprise. I didn't, you know, of course, it's a surprise he's going to Al Hai and things like that. Some people did know that there was a position open at Al Hai as CEO. So there you go. So I think that's a good fit for him. So congratulations and best of luck, Michael. DMOs. As some DMOs become cash strapped or having their budgets reduced, Brand USA becomes more important than ever. Now, who is familiar with what Brand USA is? Now, Brand USA is a destination marketing organization for the United States. So their job is to go out, you know, through trade shows or whatever around the world and get tourism dollars or tourism into the United States. Now, what's happening is that a lot of, I'm going to say a lot, but I mean, it's noted that a lot of CVBs or DMOs that are here in the United States, they're losing not all their funding, but they're reducing their funding. Why that is, I don't know. Maybe they don't think that maybe the powers that be don't think that money is needed to bring, you know, business into that particular hit hard. I mean, I think they had a budget of $50 million and they've got slashed like $20 million out of their budget, their marketing budget. You know, that marketing budget is for them to go out and gather more business. You got to spend money to make money, people, right? So that's what's going on. So the article that I was reading had to do with Brand USA and how it's more important than ever because of, you know, some DMOs losing their funding. So they're not going to be able to do all the trade shows they were doing before or marketing material or hire people and things like that. So those are the issues that are going on. So Brand USA, just check out Brand USA and you'll understand exactly what's going on or what they do. But go visit the, what's it called? VisitTheUSA.com. VisitTheUSA.com. It will tell you what Brand USA is. And you may even see the article. There may be a link from the article that I read had to do with some DMOs that are losing funding. Obviously, they're not part of the TMD tax, you know, LA. And I'm sure a lot of them are part of that, where when you stay at a hotel, there's a certain percentage that you pay for. It's called TMD tax, which goes to a tourism marketing district or tourism marketing dollars. But that money is earmarked just for marketing for that particular DMO. So like say in LA, there's, I don't know, if I think it's like 1.5% tax that's put on your room rate, right? You know, as well as the other taxes, you know, the whatever, the bed tax or occupancy tax, which is, I think it's 15.5%, something like that, 16%. Can't remember exactly what it is. But that one is a 1.5% that's tacked on there for a TMD, which means that money goes directly back to the LA DMO for marketing. And I think probably Anaheim has it. Long Beach probably has it as well. I'm just mentioning some of the local CVBs that are around here. Ontario, you know, they have them as well. So that's what that money's for. So if you're taking that money away from them, well, you got to get help somewhere because you still have to, you still have your organization. You still have to go out there and get business into your destination. So just check that out. So I, you know, any kind of news I see, I always want to share. And just like I said, once I say it, just remember where it came from. On Air with Russell Hotels. Hashtag hospitality unplugged. Did you know there was a new hotel going up in Santa Monica? Actually, it's already open. It's called the Proper Hotel. Now, Proper is a couple years. They have one in San Francisco. I think that's the first one they opened up. But the one in Santa Monica just opened up, I want to say, last week. Their pool's not open yet, up yet. So it's supposed to be, and I don't know, I don't even know this is true. I didn't do my facts, but I didn't check my facts on this one. But it's supposed to be the only rooftop pool on the west side. I don't know if that's accurate or not. I'm going to have to do my fact checking. I'll let you guys know next week. I didn't have a chance to do that for this show. But the new, it's 271 rooms, 24,000 square feet of meeting space. Proper Hotel in Santa Monica has a pool, of course. I just said that. And that's scheduled to open up June 27th. What else? The rates start at $434. That's $434. That's the intro rate. And I believe that's for a deluxe king room. And if you book by June 30th, you get a $50 breakfast credit. Okay, so that, you know, may not be bad, right? $50 breakfast credit and you pay $434 for a night. But that's Santa Monica. So just in case, you know, people out there like, oh, that's too much. You'll weigh it. Yeah, it is. But for Santa Monica in the summer, it's not. So, and looking at the rates for this hotel, that was, believe me, that was the low end because it went up to about $800, and depending on the type of room that you're getting, of course. But probably the average is around $500. In the summer, if you can get something $450, $500 in Santa Monica, prime location, I think you'd be doing pretty well. So that's just Santa Monica for you. But Proper Hotels, there's other Proper Hotels that are going to be coming online as well. So check out properhotels.com if you're interested. They're a luxury hotel. They're a lifestyle hotel, so which means they're boutique hotels. They're not brands. They're independent, so they may even be part of Alhai. I'm not sure, but Alhai, you need to check them out. Let's see. There's one downtown Los Angeles, that's going to be opening fall 2019, so that's this year. There's one in Austin that's going to be opening up as well in the fall of 2019. Portland, that was not scheduled until 2021. But they are coming up and they're trying to, you know, be a force to be reckoned with. Now, if you guys haven't heard of the proper, maybe you've heard of Viceroy Hotels or Avalon Hotels. That was part of the same group. I mean, the same people that started those hotel companies started proper. So I think I want to say Brad Korsman. Forgive me, Brad, if I'm saying your last name wrong. But I remember when he opened up the Avalon years ago, back in the 90s. And, you know, it was the hottest thing. You know, everybody was staying there, all the stars and everything. It was in, I guess, Beverly Hills adjacent. I don't think it actually is in Beverly Hills, but I think it's like maybe West L.A.-ish, you know, border Beverly Hills. But it was one of those top boutique hotels in L.A. You know, before some of the West Hollywood hotels came up, the Avalon was the hot spot. So, you know, they don't take any prisoners. I tell you that when they do things, the design is on point, everything. So check out proper hotels. And I guarantee you, I just saw the pictures. I haven't seen the hotel itself, but I guarantee you it's all on point. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels or On Air with Russell of Hotels? Well, I'm going to tell you. Email address is russell@russellofhotels.com. Twitter, I'm at russellofhotels. IG, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, I have, well, one page. And my government name is Russell L. Edmond. That is LinkedIn. Facebook, I have two of those, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. And my website is russellofhotels.com. And guess what? This show, after it becomes live, well, it's live now, but after I'm completed, it goes to a podcast. So anywhere that you listen to your favorite podcast, if that's Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, whatever it is, there you go. Just type in On Air, Russell of Hotels, boop, pops up. All the shows that I've done are archived. They're there. Listen to them. They're interesting, you know, at least I think so. You know, and some other people think so as well. So normally I have a guest, but today I normally go like two shows and then I, you know, you have me to deal with, right? So so that's what's happening today, unless someone happens to be calling in, which I don't think so. But yeah, so you're going to have me today. I'm going to talk, you know, a little bit of stuff you may be interested in, but we're going to get to that stuff. So be patient. What is the Russell of Hotels group? Hotel site selection. So the main thing I do is hotel site selection. So my job is, you know, people, organizations, companies call me and say, hey, we need a meeting here. We need this, blah, blah, blah. Can you help us? So my job is to go out and find, based on their specs, you know, find a hotel that's suitable for that particular group. Now, remember, a group is 10 rooms or more, right? So anything 10 rooms, it can go from 10 rooms to 5,000 rooms, whatever. It'd be a citywide convention, you know, 100,000 rooms, whatever the heck you need. You contact Russell at any of those, contact information I just gave you, and I'll be able to assist you. And guess what? The most important thing about me assisting you, it costs you nothing, not one red cent. I get that money from the hotel. So there you go. All right. That's how that works. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. You know, that's kind of, I shouldn't do that. I did that like two times already. I won't do that again. So hotel site selection is one. Two, digital marketing. Now, digital marketing is huge, right? So you want to be relevant. You want to get your company name out there, your brand out there. So that's what I do. So I do that specifically for hotels. I mean, I've done it for other, you know, organizations that are non-hotel or non-hospitality, but my main focus is hospitality. So hotels, CVBs, DMOs, restaurants, whatever, whatever is needed, I try to assist them. So I do a lot of things via social media. A lot of those platforms, you know, your Twitters, your Instagram, whatever, Facebook, I do those as well, right? And I didn't mention, but welcome to the people on Facebook Live. I want to thank you guys for joining in or tuning in and taking a look and seeing what, you know, Russell looks like. So I do appreciate that. So thank you very much. So I do a lot of videos. So if you were to look at, you can go to my website, russellofhotels.com. You go to YouTube, Russell of Hotels. All those videos that I've done are on those platforms. So it's in the 200s of videos that I've done, and they get better and better each time I do them. So, and they try to make an impact on whatever that brand is, that hotel, that DMO, that destination. So, because you want to see, because you want people to see it, you want people to make comments about it, you want to create, what do you want to create? I mention this all the time. You always want to create hashtag FOMO. What does FOMO mean? I'm gonna give you a couple minutes. Fear of missing out. So people go on whatever vacations, or they have meetings, or whatever, or they just stay at this hotel and you post things. That's what social media has created. Social media has created FOMO. We didn't know what the heck FOMO was until social media, right? We knew there was something, but you know, there was something that was, I mean, now this is real time, live. You can post things as it's happening, right? So that's fear of missing out. People want to do what you're doing, right? So that's what the FOMO is. And that's what you want to create. You want to create, you want to have relevant content. You want to have relevant pictures, videos, preferably videos, because still pictures, they're okay. But if you can incorporate video into that, you're going to get much more people that are going to make comments. They're going to like it. You're going to get more interaction if you have more video. So proven fact. That's not just coming from Russell, but it's a proven fact. Check it out. What else? What else do I do? Hotel and destination video producer. I just mentioned I've done over 200 videos. Well, I produce them. I do them myself. And I do hotel task force as well. What is hotel task force? Task force is, I want to say it's babysitting a hotel, but sometimes a hotel is in need of, say, a general manager, temporary general manager, or a temporary director of sales and marketing. Either say one, say they have a DOS that's out, you know, ill or on some type of leave, or maybe they don't have them anymore. Maybe they resign and they need someone in that position before they hire, or until they hire a permanent person. So they can hire, you know, a Russell of Hotels to come in and basically make sure they don't skip a beat, make sure, you know, the marketing plan is still being executed. You know, people are still held accountable. From the general manager, I mean, if it's a general manager position, of course, the same thing. Director of sales, okay, you know, you're doing the same thing as well. I mean, you're just making sure you're still held accountable, that department is still accountable, department heads are showing up when they're supposed to be, and you're basically still running an operation, although you don't have that permanent person. So task force is that. So I do that as well. I just added that a couple of weeks ago. I've always done it, but I didn't add it until maybe, I think it's the second or third time I've mentioned that. So that's part of the group. And then, of course, I'm a radio show host where I interview today's hospitality professionals. Who's on blast? Now, I took one person off blast last week, and I'm only going to mention him one time. That's Larry Broughton. So he's off blast because he actually, someone contacted me, which is Jim Schichter, COO, Broughton Hotels. He had heard my show. In fact, Jim and I had a conversation. We actually met last week or 2 weeks ago, and said Larry is willing to be on the show. So take him off of that list. And I said, okay, I'll take Larry off the list. I just have to contact Larry. So Larry's already agreed to be on the show. It's just that we have to come up with a time, and I have to contact him. So Larry's off that list. So thank you so much, Larry. I do appreciate that for agreeing to be a guinea pig on the show. So be ready. That's a joke. So he's off. Brian Churchill, you're still on. Brian Churchill, you're with LACVB. He's a VP. He's on blast. Nellie, a.k.a. Foodie Call, she's a blogger here in L.A. She does a lot of interesting things with food or taste food, and a lot of interesting food she tries. That's what I'm trying to say. And we want to pick her brain. We want to see what she does. I mean, how do you get involved in it? How do you come this? You guys can hear her story, because everyone has a story. And that's why I want people on the show, because we all come from different backgrounds, and we all have a story to tell. Who else? Luis Torres, Universal Studios. You're on blast, dude. Kenya Bannister Stamps, Associate Vice President of Sales and Service for Long Beach CVB. You're on blast, too. And last but certainly not least, Samuel Thompson, Matt Diamond. They're both with Sync Meeting Management. You're on blast as well. They manage meetings. So basically, say I plan it. So say I do the contract negotiations and everything for the group and everything. but they need, the same group needs someone to manage that event. Well, I don't do the management of that. So I would say, hey, Sam and Matt, they have XYZ group that's interested in having you manage their, you know, their program. You know, the 5,000 people that they have coming, you know, all the 200 meals and, you know, parking and all that stuff. Well, they take care of all that stuff from A to Z. So I contract them, or I contact them. They contract through the client, and then they make it happen. So that's what they do. So I want them on the show, or one of them, Sam or Matt, either one, can come on the show, or both of them. If you want to both come on the show, that's fine too. But you guys are on blast, okay? So deal with it. Give me a call. I want to thank you to Miss Amanda Berry, National Sales Manager of the Roe Reno, which makes up or comprised of three hotels, which one is the Silver Legacy, El Dorado, and Circus Circus. She was our guest last week, did a great job. Thank you so much, AB. I do appreciate your time. And you can tell at the end, she was like, I'm done with this interview. I got things to do. I got contracts that are waiting for, you know, waiting for me to send out and all this kind of stuff. You can tell at the end, she was like kind of done with the interview, but I'm just joking, AB. I joke with her. She's a good friend. So thank you so much for being on the show. And I want to thank you, special thank you to Samuel Thompson of Sync Meeting Management. He actually invited me to a Google executive marketing forum last week in Venice. So Google has a campus in Venice, which is Venice, California, for people that are listening and like, dang, you were overseas or you're in Europe. No. Venice, California, down the street. So there was a marketing forum. So it just basically, it was on Google's campus, and they basically went through, they fed us, first of all, first and foremost. It's always good when they feed you, right? Two meals, okay? It went from 9 to 1, and we got breakfast and lunch. And I mean full breakfast and lunch, okay? So thank you, Google. But anyway, so they basically talked about a lot of their marketing initiatives, you know, things that they're doing. So, I mean, it was all about marketing. They talked about, you know, statistics, you know, as far as what, you know, statistics and user behavior, you know, what people look for, you know, video versus, like I always mention, you know, video is better than still pictures. If you do, you know, like YouTube videos have a higher percentage of conversion than regular videos. So, I mean, those are things that, you know, you think about, but you don't really know, you know, the stats behind them, you know, or what people are really listening to or looking at, or what makes people buy things. You know, like the average person, you know, they go to a site and you know, they touch that site. Maybe I can't think of what is buying a car. There's like, I want to say it's like 50 touch points, meaning people will, you know, go to different sites and try to figure out which car they want 50 different times before they actually buy that car. I mean, it just went into all that kind of stuff. So it wasn't like a hard sell. They're trying to sell their product, you know, PPC and all these kind of things. It wasn't that at all. It was just basically making you aware. It's more of an education of, you know, what Google does. The stats are here. And if you're interested in, you know, getting some help from us, we're here to do that too. But it was not basically pushed on us at all. So it was very well done. So, Sam, I do appreciate you. He had an extra ticket. He said Matt, his partner at Sync, couldn't make it. So he called me and said, hey, you know, you want to go to this thing? And I'm like, heck yeah. Free food? Yeah. Well, I don't think we knew it was food at that time. But we did go. We had a good time. And it was just good catching up with him. And, you know, seeing how successful his business is. I mean, he's growing his business like I'm growing mine. So thank you, Sam. I do appreciate that. And just to go over some things that we did learn during the class, and I won't bore you with a lot, but have you started your working on your budget for 2020? Basically, your marketing budget for 2020? Well, you're already behind. Okay, so you should be 6 months ahead of where you are now. So that's one thing I learned. So the stuff that you're doing now could be like outdated. So you want to make sure that you're working 6 months ahead of time on your marketing initiatives. And remember, you know, hotel people, I remember doing marketing plans and things like that. Well, you know, back in the day, you did the marketing plan on a computer, but it was, you know, you had this thick, you know, binder, it was bound and everything. And a lot of people put it on top shelf. They never looked at it until the next time they had to redo it, or as a doorstop or something like that. Well, a marketing plan should be a, you know, it's a working document, right? It's something that you should be referring to all the time. Are we staying to task on this? You know, are we, you know, keeping the schedule as far as our marketing, our media, you know, plan and things like that. So you want to make sure you have that stuff mapped out. And these days, I mean, you're held accountable for that. And I don't have to tell you guys that, but your marketing people, your sales people, maybe the sales people don't even know because the director of sales is keeping all that stuff from them. But that's one thing that I never did. I never kept the marketing plan from my salespeople, because some people do. They're like, well, you know, this is something the director of sales does. Well, the salespeople, you have to get everything done through the salespeople, right? They're just as accountable as you are. So why not share everything with them? And I'm sure people do, but I just recall back in the day, and I've had conversations with people that I said, well, you guys have a marketing plan? Well, yeah, we've helped do it, but, you know, we don't know anything about it. I mean, have we achieved certain things? Where are we on this marketing plan? Are we still, you know, following it? You know, and a lot of times they don't talk about that. They have sales meetings and things like that, but the marketing plan never comes up. Only thing comes up is, did you make budget? Yes or no? You know, well, if you didn't, well, what are we going to do? Well, we'll go back to your marketing plan and see what maybe you missed something. So there you go. So I don't know why I said that. Well, I said that because you need to be 6 months ahead of where you are. And remember, put in your social media stuff in your marketing plan. Put in your influencer stuff. So if you're doing work with influencers, you know, put a budget in there for that as well, right? So your budget should have one, as well as your marketing plan should have something in there that says, hey, you know, we're going to hire X influencers to do whatever they're going to do. They take over your hotel and they're going to tweet about it or Instagram the heck out of it. Whatever they're going to do, make sure that stuff is in the marketing plan and make sure there's a dollar amount. Put the everything in there, because there has to be an ROI on everything that's in that marketing plan. So just remember that. So those are things that we just talked about. Well, Google talked about it. We listened. $306 billion on digital marketing spent in 2020. So coming up, companies are spending $306 billion on doing digital marketing. So make sure you're part of that $306 billion, or make sure you're doing digital marketing. Doesn't have to cost you that much, right? But make sure you're doing something. If that's social media, you know, stuff that I do, if I can assist you, please feel free to reach out. 70% of global population on mobile devices. So it's easy to get to those people, right? So as more people are listening to mobile or watching mobile, looking at mobile, you know, advertising on mobile, print ads are going down. So it's basically going like that, right? This is digital. This is print. You know, it's basically going like that, because, you know, how many times you get an alert on your phone and you look at it? Or how many times are you coming through, I don't know, a publication of some sort, and you basically just thumb through it? But you'll take more time on this than you do on that, you know, the throwaway rag. So just keep that in mind as you're looking at doing different advertisings and promotions and stuff like that. 78% of local population now uses a smartphone. 78% uses a smartphone. So just remember, when you're talking about your digital marketing again, or you're doing your, just all your marketing initiatives, make sure it's mobile converted, meaning you can get the same things on a desktop that you can get on your mobile phone. Because, you know, there are different configurations on that. So just make sure everything is mobile, like your apps. You know, if you have this new hotel app, of course, you need to make sure it's conducive to mobile as well. So just remember stuff. And I'm sure you guys are a smart, you know, group of people that listen and watch. So that's done as far as what I was going to talk about, my intro and all that stuff. Now I'm just going to talk a little bit about hotels finding business in specialty markets. Now, we know specialty markets as being Smurf business. You know, SMURF stands for, it's an acronym, of course, and I think I may have mentioned this before, but SMURF stands for Social, Military, Education, Religious, Fraternal. And I always throw an E at the end of that for ethnic, because that ethnic business goes on there too. And some of that kind of overlaps, okay, but I always throw that on the end, so it's SMURFY, or maybe that E is silent. I don't know. But anyway, but how do you get that business? Is it all about the relationship? Yeah, it's always about the relationship, even with all markets. I mean, you got corporate, you got association, you have tour and travel, you have entertainment, you have sports. All of that is about the relationship that you have, right? But just remember, a relationship should be ongoing. Even if they're not booking with you, you still have to maintain a relationship or try to get a relationship, okay? So because at the last minute, you don't want to try to start calling these people and think you can get business if you never had a relationship with them. Because one thing that happens when the economy changes in hotels, what happens? Corporate goes down, and then everybody's scrambling to get that specialty business that, you know, well, can we get some association in here? Or can we get that Smurfy stuff, that, you know, the and which groups are there? There are a lot of the ethnic groups that are there that still meet regardless of what the economy is going through. They're still going to meet. Even some of your associations, they're still going to meet, right? So you still have to maintain those relationships. But more important than the relationships is, are you investing your money into their organization? What do I mean by that? Are you sponsoring certain things? Are you advertising within their publications? That's sometimes the key. I mean, yeah, it's good to have a relationship, but they want to know that you're all in, right? They want to know that you're vested just like they're vested. Just like you want them to come to your hotel to spend their money, they want you to spend money with them because they want to make sure that you want them. You want that type of business. What do I mean by that type of business? Well, I'm going to tell you. So we know with a lot of these specialty groups, and Marriott calls them, what they call them? Affinity markets. So there's affinity markets, there's Smurf, there's specialty markets, right? But it's all the same thing. You know, affinity is like Smurf on steroids, Smurf 2.0, right? Okay, we'll just say that. But that can be ethnic groups. It can be, you know, LGBTQ groups, you know, but do you want those? Okay. If you want them, you'd have to advertise in their publications. They want to know that they are wanted at your hotel or at your destination. There's no way around it. Okay. I've had many conversations with different groups, different hotels, and what they're trying to, how they're trying to go after this type of business. Oh, you know, the economy's down my job is to grow the Smurf market. Well, what are you doing? Well, you know, we're doing this diversity and inclusion. Okay, that's fine. That's a great buzzword to have. But what are you doing to get it? Well, you know, I'm selling just like I'm selling to everyone else. That's not how it's supposed to work. You can't sell to every group the same way. It's not one size fits all, okay? So you have to invest your money, not your money personally, but the hotel's money. They have to advertise in certain publications, okay? So you have to put yourself out there that you want that type of business. Because believe me, the consumer for these groups or the person in charge is doing his research or her research too. Do you really want this woman's group here? Do you really want this LGBTQ group here? Do you want this African-American group here? Okay, they can see through that stuff, right? People are smarter, okay? People are, you know, they have this buying power, right? All these groups have a lot of money that you guys, meaning hotel people, are leaving on the table because you're not spending money with them, okay? You got to make sure if you want the business, they have to be comfortable with coming to your city, your hotel, your destination. And how are you going to get around all that? Is spend money in advertising to them, okay? So if that's in their publication, you know, an ad, you know, we welcome whatever, XYZ group, or just an ad in there, you know, the blah, 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 whatever hotel, XYZ hotel, the Russell hotel, you know, welcomes this, or we advertise here, well, we believe in you, whatever the heck it is. I mean, it didn't have to be that, you know, precise in the message, but if you're advertising in that particular publication or on their website, or you're sending things out, you're tweeting things out, or you're putting stuff on Instagram about that organization in a favorable light, guess what? They're going to see that and they're going to say, huh, well, maybe, you know, when we bid for, you know, 2020, 2021, we'll consider that hotel. Now you're in the mix, right? Now you're being considered. So we have to remember that these groups, those specialty groups, look for different things. I mean, look at what your competition is doing. And I always mention this. If your competition is doing one thing, don't do what your competition is doing. Do something else, right? If your competition is just, oh yeah, I met with them, or, you know, I took them to lunch, or I took them to dinner. Guess what? Everyone's doing that. Okay. Everyone's taking his clients out to dinner. All right. Everybody's sending them things. I get stuff from this one. I'm not going to say who it is, but I got a Keurig coffee maker and coffee for a year. Okay. Okay. That's wonderful. But that's not everything, right? I mean, I can appreciate this stuff, but there's more things that these groups that I represent are going to need other than that, right? So make sure that we can spend money. And this may be a hard conversation. You go back to your, if you're not the director of sales, you go back to your director of sales and say, hey, this is what I think we need to do in order to get more of this specialty or this Smurfy business. We need to do this. I mean, and this goes for sports teams too. So say you're trying to get college athletics from, I don't know, all the Pac-12 schools. I'm just using that as an example. SEC schools or ACC, whatever conference. But you have not advertised in their publications or their programs and things like that. Well, why would they want to spend their money with you if you're not willing to spend your money with them? I mean, that's just it. You have to do that. It goes for these specialty groups, and they're a specialty group too. They're part of that. They can be part of that Smurf group, Smurfy kind of stuff too. So make sure if you want that type of business, you're doing everything you have to do to get it. Now, you still have to do the relationship. You have to keep calling them. You have to email them. You have to send them this, send them that. You have to take them to lunch. You got to wine and dine people sometimes. You got to show up in their office, you know, make appointments. I'm going to be in town. I need to see you. But what would really surprise me is like, hey, I see you guys have this publication, which means you've done your homework. You've looked at publications. You see maybe some other, you know, hotels that have been there. How do I get in this magazine? How do I get in on your website? How do I, you know, get a banner at your games? You know, those are the things that you have to do to separate yourself from your competition. I mean, that's basically it. I mean, I can keep going on and on and on, but that's what it takes, because these groups want to know that you want them there. I mean, there's organizations out there now. There's like, say, CVBs, DMOs that want this business, but, you know, they're getting flack from, you know, people higher than them that are now saying them they don't want the business. You know what I mean? I'm not going into great detail on that, but it does happen where, you know, the people on the sales level are doing everything they can to get that business, but then there's people on top of them that basically throwing things in the way. You know, they're putting up roadblocks wherever they go, because maybe they don't necessarily want that type of business. So make sure before you go through all this effort to try to get this business that is actually wanted. And like I said, these are conversations that sometimes don't go as smooth as you want them to. Maybe they do. I don't know. But I've been in a situation where I said, hey, if we want this, we're going to have to do this. Well, we really got to pay all this money. Yeah, we have to do this. Do you want this business? Yes or no? Well, let me talk to so-and-so, and, you know, and they'll forget that conversation even existed unless you keep bringing it up. Excuse me. So just make sure. And I know this is resonating with somebody. All I need to touch is one person, right? All I need to touch is one person that this kind of stuff does happen. So just remember that, you know, if you're looking for diverse groups, you need to advertise with them. And that goes for, you know, all the different types of groups. That's, like I said, ethnic groups. That's the LGBTQ groups. That's the Black engineers. That's the Asian American Architects and Engineer Association. That's all those groups, right, that we're talking about. Those are Smurfy kind of groups. Remember, Smurf stands for social, military, educational, religious, fraternal, and I throw the E on the end, which is ethnic, okay, which is, you can throw a D, I mean, diversity, you can throw all that stuff on there, But those are the groups that I'm talking about. Those are those kind of groups. But they all have one thing in common, is that they want you, they want to be, they want you to know that they're wanted, or they want, basically, they want you to tell them that they're wanted at their hotel or their destination. I hope I said that right. So make sure those are things you do. If you have any takeaways from that, is, let's see, I did have, you know, in summary, is your advertising inclusive? These days, it's not about advertising. It's not one type of advertising fits all, right? Okay. Consumers are smarter and will spend their money where they feel comfortable. Okay. Remember that. Have a consistent relationship with your SMERF organizations. Be consistent. You still have to do that. You still got to go out and meet with them. You still got to go out and, you know, do the whole dog and pony show, if you will. I always use that. That's my favorite term, dog and pony show. Don't wait till the last minute to try to get them. Okay. When the economy changes, you know, the first thing we do, this is the side thing. First thing we do, we go after the SMERF groups and we go after airlines. Okay. And then when the economy changes, you get rid of the airlines. Right. And then you limit it. You limit the amount of SMERF groups you get. You raise the rate so high that the SMERF groups won't come, you know, and that happens all the time. Okay. So believe me, I know what I'm talking about. So just remember those things. Don't wait till the last minute. Don't jack up the rate so high where the SMERF groups won't come. And they'll know that, you know, you're only coming to them because you're losing out on other business. Right. But, you know, try to make it worth their while if you can. And then ask them what type of, you know, sponsorship, but what can you do to let them know that you're interested in their business? Is that a posting on social media? Is that, you know, doing something on their website? Is that doing something on your website? I don't know, but you have to ask them. Don't be afraid to ask, and let them know you appreciate their business. I mean, you want them, you appreciate them, right? You want them to come back. When's the best time to rebook a piece of business? Best time to rebook a piece of business. After they've had a great experience at your place, at your hotel, in your destination. That's the best place or best time to rebook it. So when they're on their way out the door and everyone is happy and, you know, oh, this was great. Oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. That's the best time for you to be there and say, hey, let me give you a call next week. We'll talk about next year or, you know, 2022 or whenever their next conference or meeting is. That's the best time to do it. So just make sure. I mean, I hope this was, you know, somebody got something out of this. I've been thinking about this thing for the last 3 weeks, and this is a good time to bring it up because, of course, I didn't have a guest today. So, and I did that on purpose because I wanted to talk about this. What is the best way, or what are we missing the boat on? And it has to do with advertising with them and sponsoring them. So let me give an example of sponsorship. Say this one particular group, whatever it is, XYZ group, is meeting in Detroit. Okay. It's another destination. It's different than your destination, but you should still be able to sponsor like a breakfast or a lunch or whatever, because you still want their business, right? And organizations do this all the time where they're being hosted somewhere else, but an organization, another DMO who wants them, who's trying to bid on them, will sponsor a breakfast, a lunch, or outing, transportation, whatever it is. I mean, those are things that you can do as well. I mean, yeah, those cost money. Maybe one particular hotel could not do that, but your DMO could, right? You know, get your DMO or your CVB involved in that, and maybe they can do that, because the DMO wants everything wants it to come to the city. I mean, and you benefit for that, or the hotels will benefit from the DMO, you know, getting that, you know, getting the business to the city, because of course they have to stay in hotels, they have to eat in restaurants, they have to use airlift, they have to use rental cars, they have to use all that stuff. So it just impacts the entire community, you know, economic impact. That's what DMOs do, right? So that's what you want. So if that means you need to sponsor a breakfast to get in the conversation, well, then that's what you do. I mean, it costs money to make money, right? So let's remember that stuff. But anyway, that is it. I mean, I'm almost out of time, you know, and I'm not even halfway through my water. But thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I do appreciate you guys listening. Hopefully you can walk away with something. If not, well, we'll try it again. We'll try it again. But no, thank you. But thank you to Riley. Riley's with the CVB in Denver. I do appreciate you sending me a note earlier. Hopefully it did work out for you, Riley, because he sent me a note saying he can't wait to hear what I had to say about, you know, specialty business and stuff like that. So hopefully, you know, there was something you had to take away from there, as well as other people too. But Riley did, you know, send out a note on LinkedIn that he was interested in hearing about it. So thank you so much. Thank you for everyone listening on LATalkRadio.com as well as Facebook Live. Next week's guest will be Imani Roberts. Okay, Imani has his own podcast. He's the DJ extraordinaire. He's Mr. Entertainment. He does a lot of stuff. And he actually got me involved in social media and things like that to the extent that I am in now. I mean, I think somebody else may have introduced me to it, but he's the one that made me, you know, well, you need to be in this. You need to watch this. You need to follow this person. You need to do this. He's the one that helped me grow my followers. So I do appreciate him. And next week, we're going to have a chat with Imani Roberts and see what he's talking about. He's actually now a professor, too. He teaches at Cal State Fullerton. And he's teaching, I want to say hospitality, if I'm not mistaken. Hospitality and entertainment. Whatever it is, we're going to talk about it. So, you know, I don't want to spoil it. But anyway, that's next week. So anyway, you guys have a great day. Great week. I do appreciate you listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels. And remember, if you just happen to get in the middle of this, you can go to latalkradio.com and listen to it on there. You can go to your favorite podcast, On Air with Russell of Hotels. You can get it there. You can go to Facebook, go to your Facebook and go to LA Talk Radio, and you'll find the video there as well. So anyway, have a great day, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.